Speaking of Tom Cloud, he is standing by on the phone to help bring this week's news on precious metals into focus for us. So here he is, now with this week's Precious Metals Market Update, our good friend and veteran precious metals advisor, Tom Cloud.
Jerry, this has been an incredible week, and certainly we want to start with gold. We saw a new all-time high we'd seen in July, and now in early August, we see gold popping up to $1,670 based on all the sovereign problems we're having in Europe, and saw a mini run on banks in Europe on Thursday morning of this week, and certainly it just solidifies everything I've been talking about for weeks about gold. Is it's what we call a 2% miracle. It just keeps going up 2% a month, and I don't see anything in the near future changing. In fact, I think it may even accelerate higher than 2% a month over the next 12 to 18 months leading up to the election next year. We saw the Thailand Central Bank, along with the Korean Central Bank that hadn't purchased gold in 11 years, come out and buy 25 and 19 tons respectively, and we're now seeing that central banks are also scared of paper money, and they're moving into hard money as fast as they can, as well as money managers who saw a very, very bad week in stocks, and are starting to move more over into gold in larger percentages. So this is just the tip of the iceberg, because once, we've said many times, until we get to Labor Day, we're still not in the Indian buying season where the harvest is coming in. We're still not in the Lunar New Year in China. We're still not at the end of the fiscal year in the U.S. And these three things alone annually drive gold, especially gold, very strong in the fall. So we just want to keep buying gold and probably up your percentage in gold from where you have it now. Probably at least another 5% of your portfolio should be in metals, and most of that in gold. Moving over to silver, it still continues to be the one we're not sure of direction. There's still some deflationary pressures on silver. We got a breakout above 38 and saw it move all the way up to right at 42 before it fell back on some of these deflationary pressures coming out of Europe and the industrial demand slowing down and the volume slowing down. So silver, while I'm still very, very bullish and still lean toward the inflationary scenario of silver breaking out to the upside over the next 18 months. In fact, we're seeing some people predicting $80 silver by the time the election runs around next year, some of the biggest names in the industry, and talking about James Turk and talking about $60 silver this year. So we definitely are not selling silver, but for those that want to be sure it's broken out and has gotten rid of the downside risk, you probably need to sit on the sidelines between $38 and $42 spot price, or just go on and buy your silver knowing it still has probably another 5 or 8% downside risk. Our channels on our technical charts did move up, and we now feel the absolute bottom would be 36 and not 32 anymore. So silver sits out there with still a lot of deflationary pressures on it, because it is an industrial metal first, investment metal second. But I still like silver, and you still should own silver. And if you're cost averaging in, it's still a good time to keep buying. And then the big news of the week has been palladium, as we've seen palladium enter into a bull market, we think. Early in the week, palladium was 830. We've been waiting on this for over 3 months to give a buy signal. And on Friday, I gave that buy signal at 12:30 Eastern Daylight Time when palladium fell to $100 down to $729 an ounce. And it finished the week up at 742. So we now feel that palladium will move the 20% that it's moved the last 6 years between August and February or March. So if you haven't bought palladium, you should be buying palladium and getting in, because we're looking at 900 to 1,000 or maybe even a little more by the end of the year. So if you haven't bought palladium, you can buy it in malt bars, palladium maple leaves, or you can buy it in fungible palladium and leave it in storage, and we're happy to explain all three of those. So it is time to move into palladium that we've talked about for weeks. And by many of you already know, I'll be on vacation this coming week, the week of August the 8th, and my daughter will be trading the metals, and you can reach her at 800-247-2812 to put in your palladium order, or you can email me at tgcloud@bellsouth.net, and she will pick those up. Also, next week, we will not be doing a show, as I will be ending my vacation and traveling back to St. Simon's to be in the office on the week of August the 15th, and then we'll be in the office all the way up until my next speaking engagement in September. So hopefully we've given you an update and feel very confident that a bigger percentage in these metals should be applied to your asset allocation model. And basically, we have talked to three or four of our money managers that we deal with that manage hundreds of millions of dollars, and they have raised their positions in tangibles 5% this week, and some of them 10% higher than they were. So this should give you a pretty good range of to get into. So hopefully this has been helpful, and with this week's Precious Metals Market Update, this is Tom Cloud signing out.
All right. Well, Tom Cloud is a precious metals advisor. He's been in the business for about 34, 35 years. He can be reached at 800-247-2812. He is currently selling gold, silver, palladium, platinum, rhodium, most of all the precious metals that are out there. He can help you as far as guiding you. If you want guidance, simply call him, 800-247-2812. And we have a new announcement, because on August 25th, I want you to mark your calendars, that evening, Tom and I are going to be doing a very special webinar. Number one, updating the Precious Metals Market Update webinar that we like to do every 3 or 4 months. But we're also going to be talking about another asset class that you may not have considered before that is doing phenomenal, and that is diamonds. You can hold a multi-million dollar portfolio in an envelope when you invest in diamonds. And it's a very interesting market. We're going to be talking about diamonds and how they may play a small role in an investor's portfolio. Usually 5% is what an advisor would recommend. But these can be powerful for protecting against inflation and holding value, and also for portability. You can buy a diamond in U.S. dollars and then convert it to another currency, obviously have it paid out in another currency. Very interesting. We're going to be talking about that August 25th. We'll have the sign-up information on our website very soon. You won't want to miss that free webinar, and it'll be posted on our website afterwards, so if you miss it. But being there is important, because then you get to ask questions, especially those of you who want to ask Tom or myself a very specific question. That's the place to do it.